This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Hey, how are you doing? I must say that many times each day to colleagues, students, and even patients I recognize in the hallway. Most often, I use that phrase as a greeting, a sort of hello, and an attempt to connect. To be frank, when I ask, how are you doing? I'm guilty of not spending adequate time listening to the answer, or really wanting a genuine answer. Not to make excuses, but I am often in a rush and I'm just hoping to extend a pleasant greeting. Social norms suggest we answer, how are you doing, with okay or I'm fine. The person asking merely wants a positive utterance. They don't want a truthful or in-depth answer. I suspect the predictive value of how are you doing has never been studied, but it is likely to be so low as to make the question useless. But these days, more people are answering me with a serious response. Not so great, or I'm managing considering. Perhaps this has to do with COVID and the holidays that may leave many people feeling lonely or overwhelmed, not to mention anxious or depressed. This week, a trainee brought to my attention that I was not being present or paying attention to their response. They felt shut down. When someone opens the door with a not-so-great type response, it can be hard to know how to respond. We don't want to dive into their personal business, but they are inviting us to ask more. It's hard to know what to do next, but walking on is clearly not the right choice. Research shows that talking about ourselves and sharing our feelings triggers reward centers deep in the brain. It can be very helpful to share our feelings with others. Perhaps not with everyone, but those who we trust and feel offer us safety. There are some things that I can do better to help others feel listened to. Many of these are the same things I teach clinicians who care for people who have cancer or are near the end of their life. But they have broad application. I can simply stop and make good eye contact. I can try to show nonverbal and verbal signs of interest, like nodding and encouraging them to go on. I can ask more clarifying questions, such as, how does that make you feel? Or what do you think is causing the problems? I also need to avoid judgments in offering my interpretation of their situation. This means not telling them they should feel differently. I can also say I wish things could be different. That doesn't mean I have the power to make them different, but I wish they could be different. And lastly, I can try to summarize what they're telling me. This can be incredibly validating to let someone know that they're being heard. These are stressful times, and for me, it means slowing down a bit and connecting more deeply with those whose lives I touch. Happy holidays to all. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.